After a while, the library began to settle down, and Rincewind felt his shoulder muscles relax. It was a fragile piece, though. Here and there, a page rustled. From distant shelves came the ominous creak of a spine. After its initial panic, the library was now as alert and jittery as a long-tailed cat in a rocking chair factory. The librarian ambled back down the aisles. He had a face that only a lorry tyre could love, and it was permanently locked in a faint smile. But Rincewind could tell by the way the ape crept into his cubbyhole under the desk and hid his head under a blanket that he was deeply worried. Examine Rincewind as he peers around the sullen shelves. There are 8 levels of wizardry on the disc. After 16 years, Rincewind has failed to achieve even level 1. In fact, it is the considered opinion of some of his tutors that he is incapable even of achieving level 0, which most normal people are born at. To put it another way, it has been suggested that when Rincewind dies, the average occult ability of the human race will actually go up by a fraction. He is tall and thin, and has the scrubby kind of beard that looks like the kind of beard worn by people who weren't cut out by nature to be beard wearers. He is dressed in a dark red robe that has seen better days, possibly better decades. But you can tell he's a wizard because he's got a pointy hat with a floppy brim. It's got the word Wizard embroidered on it in big silver letters, by someone whose needlework is even worse than their spelling. There's a star on top. It has lost most of its sequins. Clamping his hat on his head, Rincewind pushed his way through the library's ancient doors and stepped out into the golden light of the afternoon. It was calm and quiet, broken only by the hysterical croaking of the ravens as they circled the Tower of Art. Rincewind watched them for a while. The university's ravens were a tough bunch of birds. It took a lot to unsettle them. On the other hand, the sky was pale blue tinted with gold, with a few high wisps of fluffy cloud glowing pinkly in the lengthening light. The ancient chestnut trees in the quadrangle were in full bloom. From an open window came the sound of a student wizard practicing the violin, rather badly. It was not what you would call ominous. Rincewind leaned against the warm stonework and screamed. The building was shuddering. He could feel it come up through his hand and along his arms, a faint rhythmic sensation at just the right frequency to suggest uncontrollable terror. The stones themselves were frightened. He looked down in horror at a faint clinking noise. An ornamental drain cover fell backwards, and one of the unseen university's rats poked its whiskers out. It gave Rincewind a desperate look as it scrambled up and fled past him, followed by dozens of its tribe. Some of them were wearing clothes, but that wasn't unusual for the university, where the high level of background magic does strange things to genes. As he stared around him, Rincewind could see other streams of grey bodies leaving the university by every drainpipe and flowing towards the outside wall. The ivy by his ear rustled, and a group of rats made a series of death-defying leaps onto his shoulders and slid down his robe. They otherwise ignored him totally, but again, this wasn't particularly unusual. Most creatures ignored Rincewind. He turned and fled into the university, skirts flapping around his knees, until he reached the bursar's study. He hammered on the door, which creaked open.
"Ah, it's, Rincewind, isn't it?" said the bursar, without much enthusiasm. "What's the matter?"
"We're sinking."
The bursar stared at him for a few moments. His name was Spelter. He was tall and wiry, and looked as though he'd been a horse in previous lives, and had only just avoided it in this one. He always gave people the impression that he was looking at them with his teeth.
"Sinking?"
"Yes, all the rats are leaving." The bursar gave him another stare.
"Come inside, Rincewind," he said kindly.
Rincewind followed him into the low, dark room and across to the window. It looked out over the gardens to the river, oozing peacefully towards the sea.
"You haven't been overdoing it," said the bursar.
"Overdoing what?" said Rincewind, guiltily.
This is a building, you see," said the bursar.
Like most wizards, when faced with a puzzle, he started to roll himself a cigarette.
"It's not a ship. There are ways of telling, you know. Absence of porpoises frolicking around the bows, a shortage of bilges, that sort of thing. The chances of foundering are remote. Otherwise, we'd have to man the sheds and row for shore.
But the rats? Grain ship in harbour, I expect. Some springtime ritual.
I'm sure I felt the building.